A great sports coach knows the game, every position, and strategy. A Broadway theater director is no different.
Good. Okay. Hold on. So, wait. Just stay further above her.
That's Tony Award-winning director Bartlett Scheer in rehearsal for a revival of My Fair Lady at the Kennedy Center, one of the stops on the Broadway show's national tour. Scheer also directed Aaron Sorkin's adaptation of To Kill a Mockingbird on Broadway. As a resident director at Lincoln Center, Scheer is known for making American classics relevant. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this profile.
In My Fair Lady, the poor but feisty flower girl, Eliza Doolittle, dreams of a better life.
All I want is a room somewhere, far away from the cold night air.
That's Lauren Ambrose as Eliza from the recent Broadway cast recording. The class-conscious phonetics professor Henry Higgins teaches, or more like torments, Eliza to speak the Queen's English. The musical is inspired by Bernard Shaw's play Pygmalion from 1913. In Shaw's final scene, the newly empowered Eliza shows tender feelings for the professor, but leaves him. End of story. But in the musical by Lerner and Lowe, Eliza comes back. The bickering couple gets together in the end.
Shaw hated the idea that they would ever end up together.
Bartlett Scheer.
He was an anti-rom-com of any kind. He was an incredible feminist, fought hard for all kinds of equality.
Scheer's with Shaw on this one. In his My Fair Lady, Eliza ditches the sexist professor.
There'll be spring every year without you.
Whenever you do one of these movies, you have to look at the immediate significance of the time you're in and what's happening and why are you doing it right now.
It's about finding the relevance of a period piece for an audience today. For the recent Broadway revival of Fiddler on the Roof that's touring now, Scheer looked at what his personal background has in common with the headlines. Scheer's father was born in a shtetl in Lithuania, similar to Tevye's Anna Tevka.
You may ask, why do we stay up there if it's so dangerous?
In Scheer's Broadway production of Fiddler, Danny Burstein played Tevye.
We stay because Anna Tevka is our home.
For this production, Scheer made a small but important change. In the opening and closing scenes, the actor playing Tevye looks like a modern-day tourist dressed in a parka. He could be Tevye's descendant.
We looked at that experience of somebody going back to explore their past, which often people who are Jewish would do with that period, or anyone who's come as an immigrant to the United States, and mix that with the current refugee situation and what it means when you're driven out and who you are and how you survive that.
May the Lord protect and defend you. May he always shield you from shame.
A theater director researches the text, comes up with a vision, and shares it with the cast and crew. Old school directors can be autocrats, but Bartlett Scheer doesn't believe in individual genius.
He always talks about collective genius.
Actress Celia Keenan-Bolger won a Tony Award for playing Scout in To Kill a Mockingbird, which Scheer directed. She says in meetings with the cast, he would source the room for input and even pushback.
Working with Bart, I think I learned that the questioning is actually integral to the process.
Questioning also comes from the audience, especially in New York. And Scheer says he welcomes it. He remembers directing a musical of Pedro Almodovar's Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown. It didn't go well.
I remember walking up the aisle and a group of older Lincoln Center women subscribers looking at me and all together turning their thumb over and down to tell me that it was terrible. And I joyfully went up and said, so why are you feeling that? And got more of an answer than I probably wanted. But that's the spirit in New York. And you have to have enough confidence, enough belief in what you're doing, that it's not about whether it's good or bad. It's about this sort of thing you're making.
Scheer admits it's taken years of practice to develop that confidence. He grew up in San Francisco, one of seven children. No one else in his family works in the arts, but he credits his older brothers with giving him his first theatrical experience when he was 11, a Grateful Dead concert. Between the city and his family, Scheer had a lively adolescence.
I had one brother at the Naval Academy and one brother at Stanford, and the difference between the two and the politics that everybody was screaming and yelling about was fun. I thought the world was pretty crazy and pretty exciting, and got to be lucky enough to not have a problem with chaos.
Good thing. The collective genius Bartlett Shear talks about includes a lot of people: actors, writers, choreographers, lighting and costume designers. He's now working on an opera and both the London premiere and national tour of To Kill a Mockingbird. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.